On this day, 25th March 1921, woman shot dead. A sensational shooting affair took place in Belfast yesterday, as a result of which a woman lost her life and a man was wounded. The incident occurred just as the funeral of John Graham, Emily Place, who died in the Mater Infirmorum Hospital from gunshot wounds received during the rioting in York Street on Sunday, was passing along North Queen Street. Crowds had collected at the York Street end of the street. These crowds shouted scurrilous epithets and booed at the funeral as it passed. While this was being done, two shots suddenly rang out, followed by 10 or 12 others. There was a general stampede, a large number rushing down Grove Street and Vere Street. A woman named Mrs. Annie Jameson of Moffat Street was seen to fall. She was shot through the head and died immediately. She was on her way to purchase some household goods. Rosslea Terror continues. Our New Bliss correspondent states that further horrors are hourly expected in the Rosslea district, County Fermanagh. So terrified were the Catholic inhabitants of the district on Tuesday afternoon that a priest and civilians requisitioned a force of military quartered in clones to come to Rosslea with a view to preserving the place from expected reprisals by the Unionist Party. Not a solitary civilian remained in the town on Tuesday night. All with their families and belongings have quitted the place to seek refuge in the country or neighbouring town. The wildest rumours have been reported in the Belfast Unionist press. There are reports that Catholic young men in the district have been maltreated and badly abused by specials. Ards policeman dies. Head Constable Boyd, RIC, the victim of a shooting affair on St. Patrick's Day in Newton Ards, succumbed to his injuries yesterday morning. His assassin, William Gordon, has been brought from Dundalk Jail for the inquest. Premier of Ulster. In the House of Commons yesterday, Sir D. Maclean and Commander Kenworthy expressed their appreciation of the work done by Sir James Craig as Secretary to the Admiralty and their good wishes for his success as Prime Minister of Ulster. Cheers. Sir James Craig replied that his connection with the British Admiralty had been one of the most pleasing periods of his career. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, Craig's efficiency as a junior minister at the Admiralty drew praise from opponents as he prepared to assume the premiership of the state he had long striven to establish. The brogue-tongued captain, with his dreary drip of words, as one sketch writer described him, managed to endorse the sectarian shipyard expulsions of 1920, despite his impending role of PM of Northern Ireland.